say update. Saturday,
everyone was going to get started at 8:16.
We'll use your mic. Sarah, you have to go.
She is one that said that she would be here, so I guess we'll wait and see. So tonight we're going to start with Public Works, because as you can see, obviously there's something more important than work session for that young man. So Public Works.
It's fine.
Alright, so then doing all kinds of fun stuff. Got all but four of our, I guess more than four. We have three hydrants that are broke, broke, can't turn on. We've got four more that we need to flush, but there's a leak on that line, so we can't flush those ones yet because we don't want to pull the dirty water back in. Jason Grover's coming first thing in the morning to fix that leak so we can finish flushing those. And all the hydrants we flushed have been mapped and it's all been documented, so.
Bless you.
If there's an issue and somebody comes back and says the hydrant doesn't work, yes it does, we have record when we flushed it.
So you wrote down the dates that you did all the mothers last week?
And the mapping, as soon as we flushed one, I put it on the map and flushed and whatever day.
What date? Okay, good.
And it timestamps that too as to when I did it, so there's record of what I actually type in.
Redundancy,
and
good.
When it was updated, so it's good. Double dated there. So
you know, where the mothers be done? Cleaning in place.
One of them is one of the power company had broke off.
Have we been in touch with them?
There's one that we got the wrench on and started turning, and the whole hydrant was shifting in the ground. And we typically use like a foot and a half foot wrench, or a foot and a half long wrench. It wasn't doing it. So we got a cheater bar and put on it, and it still wouldn't break loose, and the whole thing was twisting. I was concerned that it was going to actually shear it off, so we said, let's not break it, because that one also doesn't have a foot valve. So if it would have broke, we would have been geyser.
So our hydrant's something you guys will replace or something that we hire out?
That's something we hire out.
Okay, so that's on the agenda. I mean, that's looking in the future, that's something to be done here.
There's six or seven. I didn't keep a good enough count. I'd go back and recount, but they're really old hydrants that I wouldn't mind seeing updated. But I mean, they all still function, but just as a moving forward, it wouldn't be a bad idea to replace them. We got the plow truck down Monday. I guess the truck that's going to be the plow truck to Reading, and it should be down the end of this week. So we'll have that when they're calling for flurries on Saturday. So we might be in the winter. I called Redmond, and for salt, it's like $2,700 a load. Went back and looked, Tiffany helped me with the record from last year. We got two loads, so I would like to start with at least two. I know that I don't have like an official quote. We can't approve anything tonight, but just so you're aware.
Well, if you're with the
budget, let's get that for our next meeting to do PL one.
It's been with Crystal gone and all this. Yeah. Would you like to change the agenda, but we like 55.
But you have a call based off weight, right? So we'll just have to do an occupancy or an estimate.
Yeah, we need about 5,500.
Yeah.
So there's that.
What did it cost last year?
So we were just over 5,500.
5,512.
So, yeah, 5,512. Good.
Yeah. So you're aware.
Approximately. Hey, don't say that very loud.
Just know that we can't go right now with the show on weight, right?
And we've had drivers working on storm drains and things in town that have been needing fixed for a long time. We have the two leaks on East Factory to still need fixed, but we're concerned there because the one we believe is on the old line. There's no record as to what, because there's two main water lines down that road. There's no record as to what line the service goes to. And I know for a fact that we can't shut the main off on that road. So he's concerned about going in and doing anything on it, because if it blows apart...
Why can't we shut the main off?
That didn't work. We had a leak on the apartments, and it's, according to the map, should have been three valves. It turned 17 and still had water. So, we need...
So did he get the one down by... 1300 South then?
In the same boat. Valves don't work. So what we're going to have to do to get these setters fixed is turn everybody's water off for a day.
I told him that was okay because we really needed them done that we could...
But, I mean, going forward, our valves should work, and they don't. We should be looking at replacing valves, but then if you're there doing that, the water lines are all as old as the valves. it's not a bad idea to be replacing that. I mean, that's all a bunch of costs, and I know that's all in this big study we're doing, but it's all in pretty rough shape. It's like you put a key on a valve to turn it and sell them. It's pretty scary. You start turning, they're creaking and groaning and not going, and then it gets real easy and then real hard, and everything here has been neglected for years.
So then what is it that Clayton Grover's doing then?
Clayton's not doing anything for us right now. It's Jason coming to fix all tomorrow.
Yeah, because I thought when we talked to Clayton, we were just going to shut everybody off because we put in the newsletter that you might be without water on any given day, so...
And I haven't got back with him on that because that's... Yeah, I need to get back in touch with him before I decided to...
Yeah, because...
Water valves such that they should be exercised like once a year or something?
Should be.
Yeah, because I don't like stuff on the farm. If I don't go and crank it up and down, it will seize.
And that's why we like the dump hydrants too, and then just make sure they work, which I'd like to do the same thing with valves. But also in our mapping system, there's not any input in it for a valve. So even if I wanted to map the valves, I turn them, I can't. And I've got a hold of them, and that's been 6 months back and forth, and the guy barely speaks English, and he can't seem to help me at all.
So you can't put a valve on your map?
On my map.
That seems...
Because you have to go into the
map. I thought you could do layers, Paul.
It's real easy.
It's a layer you have to...
That's the guy we need to talk to.
I don't have access to it, and I've tried to get access, and it's under Charlotte's name, and it's been a whole thing. So I can't add valves to my map. But I would like to do that same thing with valves. Just go and exercise every valve and map them as I go, and...
It would be a great idea.
But...
Come in, let's see if we can call
them,
and I can start
helping
them as well.
Yeah, so there's that. And Bocuts have been working on the Safe Sidewalk Project on 1400. They've got the curb and gutter poured around for the ADA. They will be paving that Friday, was the last I heard, so that little corner where the pole bend should be finished Friday. Magnolia has passed their pressure test and all their bacteria testing and that. They started pouring curb and gutter. They're hoping to pave before winter. I don't know if they're going to get there or not, but that's where they're at. We've been working on changing meters and mapping them too as we go. We found one today that's been on reading for I don't know how many years. Put it on the map and good. Pictures and all the things. So.
How are we on meters? Where are we at with those? How many do we have that are not reading still?
I couldn't tell you the number. They read them last week, but I was down deer hunting.
There's 81 that still aren't reading.
Yeah,
but a lot of those there was some hiccups. Sorry, trash. But I just didn't read. He was not quite here. It was by the gym side, the gentleman in office. But all of these doctors didn't read, and most of those usually come in, and as we checked them, so there's like a 20 fluctuation there, and so they went out and probably did 3/4 of the list and rereads of meters they could find. But that's our standing list right now. It's about 81.
But is everybody getting some sort of read, whether manually or...
If they can find it.
Automatically?
That's what
we... So we don't have any super...
I told them that all of those that don't read, they're going to have to go out and hand read. They're going to have to conquer and divide the three of them.
We still have replacements that are being taken care of, but when available...
Well, and didn't they find one that was cut?
Yeah, they got one that was cut on, so one I fixed.
The issue too, and when we find those...
Yeah, people...
So those I finished my...
Or they'll just pull the lid off and unplug it, and then it doesn't read.
Handy.
So it's like, we have to stop it every...
There's that, and then some of them, it'll all be plugged in, nothing's broken on it, and it just...
It was weird.
Yeah.
It just didn't
pull in,
but they can read good.
As long as everybody's getting the bills to pay.
So does that mean we have 80 meters left to change?
We're down.
Well, yes and no. That's how many.
How many are left?
I don't know the number off the top of my head. I don't remember how many I've put in, but it's a couple hundred. Because we have old ones that still read on the old system, which eventually, you know, we won't have everything a new meter. But that's, we got to the point where enough of them are reading that it's manageable to go out and hand read what doesn't read. And then as they keep dying out, we can be changing, which is how they did the change when they changed them all last time I talked to.
Well, it's good because then they can all come do it at the same time.
Yeah, it's just because meters would die on them, they'd go through and put in a new one. So that's, we've got to that point where we don't have this list of 300 non-readings. We can be just chipping on it as they come up. And
thank you for taking care of that. That was a fiasco.
Any questions?
He's blending in with the wall, huh?
Just a 54.
Where's your skull?
Questions?
Thank you.
Okay. Our sewer is still doing good.
Yeah.
And our leads on the cellometer are still good.
2 points this afternoon.
Did our throughput on the sewer, has it gone down any? The amount of stuff coming in.
Yeah, it's down. It does this every year. I know we have notifications from all
the
kids.
We just have to find it somewhere.
I've got a pretty good idea where it comes from.
Where's that?
Between East Factory and 1400. There's a line that goes from, it runs right along the sugar factory, and where that road is, by Kurt Womack's house. From there, along his river bottoms to 1400. And all the manholes through there are buried, and all those fields are flooded and deeded. So it's a water leak.
It's all going in there. So does that mean we need to get some risers?
We'll get this thing fixed.
I know that.
Because, I mean, bottom-wise, we don't want that going in there.
I know that the roads are buried deep. Because I dug one up with Todd, and he was here.
Do you know where they are?
I got really lucky and found one. And it's like 4.5 foot buried. I found a crack in the ground. My metal detector made the slightest little hum. Maybe right there, and I've got a long probe rod. I hit a crack in the ground, was able to go down, and I could feel it bouncing off the lid.
Oh, wow.
I had to pick it back up and really cool to find it.
So the others, you don't know where they are?
I could eyeball where I think the line goes and try to get lucky. But
so we also
welcome
have
to Garland, hopefully.
Tina, how do you
welcome to Garland, hopefully there's rhyme or reason to it.
With the camera.
Okay,
with
the camera. Very real.
You're pretty close. Struggled the last time when you go on, put a camera in, if it's straight, then you can assume that it's along that line.
Yes, yeah.
You get loose tapes to come find
it. On the field.
You have a good behavior on that.
Yeah, the problem with that is I'm supposed to mark where it's
heading.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you. Be safe out there.
Okay. Park and Rec.
Football. Playoffs will be starting October 11th. And championship games will be played on the 24th and 25th. Depending on what things happen on this Saturday, we could have 8 teams in the playoffs this year. We still have 2 teams that are undefeated as well. Fall soccer is in full swing and games are being played on Tuesdays and Thursdays. For part maintenance season, some of the things that we're going to be working on as soon as football season. We have the lawnmower. I haven't been able to get it. We couldn't get it running this last week. I called Ferris out of Papa today and talked with their maintenance guy on it. He's given me a couple ideas. Right now, you can put a voltage meter on the batteries. It still registers 13 volts, but it won't start. You put a power pack on and it starts up, but as soon as you pull it off, it dies. And the guy was saying that it may register volts, but may have no amps to keep itself going. So he still feels like it's a battery issue or a fuse issue. So I'll be going and getting one of those and throwing into it and see if we can get it going.
That sounds like a battery.
Yeah, it does. Along with that, I'm going to be starting to look at pricing for a new lawnmower as well, just so we can have 2 lawnmowers instead of one. We lose one. The grass grows way too fast to be able to move more than a week and a half now without that lawnmower running, and we've got grass that's over 6 inches long.
We're called enforcement.
What kind of mower did you use is...
Like, that's called a terrace mower.
Terrace, is that you're going to look to get
no.
No.
Well, right now, I've looked at, there's several brand ones that are still made by your common companies, they just have a different name on them. But I was looking today, I can't remember the name of the one. You still have Toro out there, you still have, there's one that's called Bat Dog, which is actually Circle C Irrigation sells that.
Are these commercial ones you're looking
yes.
at? Because that's the issue with the Sawzall, I mean, it's not a commercial one.
I'm looking for like a 72-inch mowing deck.
Is it a discharge mower or
yeah.
a stretch mower?
Well, it can be both. Yeah, you just have to change depending on the blades. But currently, right now, I've seen a couple of them over 10,000 and they're down to 7,500. And I think it's because they're
off-season,
getting ready to get rid of them and stuff, so probably a good time now instead of waiting for spring when they go back in the price. So.
And it'll be the same one more because they wouldn't have sold it, so they'll just pull it from the back.
Yeah. So I've started looking and I'll get some proposals put together on that. The one has a Kawasaki motor in it, which usually has longevity with it as well. So. In the electronic building, electrical building down there, it's the small building on the east side of the park. We have put vents in that building to let the heat out of it in there.
Is that like a gable end vent or a
yeah, gable end vent. And these were laser cut vents I did, and then just put bug spray behind them and put them up in there. We'll start watching the weather and stuff like that for when I winterize the park.
Do you not winterize it before the 11th? Because there is a
storm
up there on the 11th.
I won't. It can get down to freezing. It's not going to get to those yet. So I'll wait until it's going to be.
And then while you're talking about electrical, can we go back for a minute? Because I have a question. The day you went up there and all those lights were on under the Bowery, we can't shut the electric off in the building because it goes to something at the football field, correct?
Well, I went over there and I flipped all the switches and none of the switches there shut off that Bowery. The lights were on and none of them shut off. And so I just turned everything back on and left it. But yeah, there's a main kill switch to the that runs to the concessions over there, which we've got to keep running because we have our fridges and stuff. And then it also powers over to the scoreboards. And so those are in there. I did get them to finally shut off, but I had to manually just force them off. And I went over and looked at them. We really probably have a kill switch over there that I can manually shut off. Then we could actually, instead of having those timers that can be twisted, we'll just make them standard on-off switches and we can lock them up until somebody rents the Bowery and then we can just unlock them and turn them on for them.
I think that's what we need to do because there sounds like there's too many people up there playing around with them and that's a heavy electrical bill when they're left on for hours.
Well, they don't even rotate now. You can hear them clicking and they're just staying in one spot. And I had to manually just force them all the way around past off for like another 10, 15 minutes and then they finally clicked off. So they've been abused bad enough that they're not even moving at all. We've got about a quarter left on the demoing of the bleachers down there. But that just kind of come to a stop with all the other things we've got going. We'll start that back up too and get those. We'll have to decide where we want to haul all that stuff too because now that Nielsen's out of business, we'll need to either haul them to Logan or find another place that'll take them.
Yeah, that's what happened in my style too.
Yeah.
Trying to take metal somewhere, you gotta go.
Yeah, if it's steel stuff, I think you can still take it up to Midwestern Metals, but they won't take the aluminum. Mm-hmm. And the bleachers are aluminum. And then I'll be finishing up the bathroom in the baseball building. That's the other half of the EMS building. I've got the floor painted and stuff in there. We just need to get the commode sink and the shower stuff, and we'll be finishing that up this winter.
I heard something that did we get something back from the attorney on our park rules and guidelines and stuff?
Yeah, he ended up doing
an enforcement
thing. We passed that.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
I'll have Crystal.
I just want to see if he made any edits to it so I can go and look and see about what I need to do to put those down.
No, we left it the same. We just had to end up doing, because there wasn't an enforcement.
And added an enforcement.
Okay.
There's a clause that you can enforce it as anything.
But the reason we didn't do the thing, like that sign that you showed us from Idaho,
We
didn't do that because we can only charge what's in our city's court.
Right. Well, I just got that as an example for you to look at and stuff like that.
So those fines will go by what they'll be getting at Box Elder County Court now, because as of today, all of our court stuff is in Box Elder County.
Okay.
So, question, when we added certain park fines to the fines and fee schedule, we can't afford those that are in the fines and fee schedule, or can we?
Which ones are in the fines and fees?
We added park fees, like for vandalism, for your dog, like definitely not making up those or not.
That can be a code, but like for the parking can be code enforcement, the dog not picking up after the dog can be, but if they're speeding or whatever, that's still going to have to be police, because that's nothing code enforcement can do.
So yeah, we didn't have that.
Okay.
How was it in the fines and fees schedule anyway?
No, I didn't have any fines and fees in there, but so that amendment, did he add something to it as well?
Just the enforcement part of it.
Okay.
Because the way that you had it, there was no enforcement. It was just, you can't do this, you can't do this. But it was like a blank piece of paper. Like, you could walk up to him and say, your dog can't use the restroom here in the park. But then we didn't have any way to cite them for that.
Right.
And so he had to add the
amendment. Well, I haven't seen anything on what he's added for that.
Okay. We'll get that to you.
Phone app. Where are you sitting at with that?
Everything goes through Randy. I talked with Linda and Randy the other day over at the library. Department heads are going to keep their stuff going to Randy, and Randy's going to be doing it, and we're only going to have one person. If you don't get your stuff to Randy, then it's going to stay the same old boring app type thing, but you've got to get it to her. Then, for instance, like if we talked about one night all of a sudden we get a rainstorm and you're going to cancel games, that you're going to have to get with Randy on, so Randy can immediately get that on to let.
But is this to the point where we can start telling the parents they can go online and get that? That's what I'm asking for.
Randy, I know it's a set, and
Right. I just wrote a note right here. Squeaky wheel. We've got to be squeaky. I mean,
it's not even squeaky wheel.
Well, how long has it been since we started?
Yeah.
That squeaky wheel.
And we ended up running into problems every time we had a meeting. It was like we looked at each other and went, why did we have this?
You start calling every day or every other day in that wheel. They'll get tired of hearing
from
you.
Alright.
Jeanette, you'll be a part of this one too. We got grant season that's about ready to come upon us to start doing the grants again. Are we going to find a replacement for Margie?
We're going to start using JEB a little bit, I believe.
Okay. Have you seen what the open date is yet? Okay, so yeah, we need to get started soon.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I've got. Any questions?
Okay, thank you. Okay. Oh, Ted, did you want to talk about issues with parents, or have we got all that resolved?
I heard that's kind of been worked out.
Oh, I took care of it, and that's a thing of the past, I think.
That's what I reported last meeting, so.
He's just basically told the parents they can't be there for practice.
Well, what I did, I'll just so some of you that don't know anything about it, we had a group of parents for one of the teams that was bad-mouthing the coaches, bad-mouthing other parents, bad-mouthing officials at games, and it got back to me. And so I called a parents meeting and basically covered our parents' code of conduct, which every one of them signed, so they could declare as part of registration, and covered it with them. And I told them, if I hear one more thing, it will affect all of them, not just one individual. And 2 days later, I heard something from one of the other parents about them, and I shut everything down to a closed parents' practice for the whole week. They couldn't get in there, and I had someone showing up, and I kicked them out of the park. And after that week's games, I told them I'm lifting the ban for closed practices. If I hear one thing come back to me from a kid, from a parent, they'll be shut down for the rest of the football season, and that those parents would not be allowed. So far, we haven't had any issues since then. So
amazing.
Yeah. I mean, some of them were sitting in the parking lot thinking they were going to get away with it, and I ran them down from there, too, and kicked them out of the park. So that's, I won't tolerate that stuff. I've been a high school official for over 20 years. I know how to get treated. They don't need to be treated. I don't care what it is. A ref makes a call, they're not going to change the call. Because once they do, it opens up a can of worms from the other coach coming the other direction. The only thing can be do is consistent across the whole board for the rest of that game. But I won't tolerate it from my parents, the kids, or anything like that. So.
Yeah, can I get Sybil to be back in this world?
Any questions?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks.
Library, Linda. You're setting your timer.
Okay, so we have received, so far we've received two grants that we applied for. We have a children's and teen enhancement grant for $1,800. That's to buy books that are like in the nonfiction section type stuff. And then we received a borrow support grant, which was $1,176. That helps for me to do interlibrary loans, which if somebody needs a book and we don't have it, we can look at another library. They have it, they can send it to us, and this pays the fees for that, pays the fees for
was the fee just postage, or is the fee you actually got to pay to use that book from another library?
No, it's just the postage.
Postage, okay.
And the same with postage for our book club books for the kids and the adults. And I also was reading that, and it also does cover if, say, I had to run to Tree Mountain and get a book from them, it would cover my time to go there, to pick that up, to bring it here. It covers time, which I didn't realize that. So that was something I learned. And then we just applied for a grant for $5,000 for, it's just a LISTA government grant that we are going to do, this is what we would like to use the money for if we receive the grant, and that would be to put in the free libraries, the free little libraries, if you've seen those before. And we're going to put one at the Wellness Garden and have books in it that are for self-help and mental health awareness, and also they can put pamphlets in there too, so people can not feel like, oh, if I go and get this from the library, people are going to know I maybe have this problem. So we'd like to do that and have it there. and we will supply the books that go in there with this grant. We also thought about putting one here at the city office building. So I don't know how you as council would feel about that, but we thought about putting it here, another one here. I don't have a...
Are they weather resistant?
Yes, and I don't have a place really at the library to put it. I mean, I could, I guess, but I don't want to. I already supply books at the library, so I'd like them to be...
Different places.
Other places. So I don't know.
You can
probably would. The next thing, want to sit down and look at it or take it with them or whatever, that would be something there for them.
Okay. I'll just bring that to you guys to decide if you think that would work or won't work. If not, maybe there's some place you might have.
I know when I talked to the Wellness Garden people, they said that they were fine with that. They would find something down there, and we do have benches that are coming down there, too.
Okay. And I would like to know that to work with them, because that also helps the library when I am doing outreach. So I can even know who there is to visit with and let them know when we're ready to do that. If I get the grant. I don't know. Yeah. I won't know that until November. Also, the library would like to provide another prize again for Trunk or Treat, if the council's okay with that.
We already did that last council meeting.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay. And we also are going to participate. The library will decorate their trunk and participate with that. Our library did receive another Quality Library Award again this year. And that entails that we have successful programs, we have good patronage, more than we've had, and also doing our community outreach by working with the community. So,
what was that award?
It's called the Quality Library Award.
Way to go, Linda.
Yeah, yes, thank you. It's amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Any other questions?
I need to take it for granted a little bit.
We work hard. Oh, also, the theft was resolved. The children that were involved have been issued a no trespass, so they cannot come back to the library.
Did you end up getting the little thing?
Huh?
Did you get that little machine back? The little
nothing. We've got nothing back.
When Scott gets back on Monday, I'll visit with him.
Only books that they had actually checked out of the library, the police officer did pick those up and brought them back to the library.
Is there an ongoing case against them?
I don't know, and I'd like to know if that ends up going to juvenile court.
It should.
So it should, because breaking and entering four times is just a big no. I'm sorry she's young, but I can't help that. I was sad because I know their circumstance, and we wrote a lot of their fines off, and things that they lost books, and we didn't make them replace them, and so I was not happy about that, so... Anyway, that has been resolved. Any other questions?
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. Okay. We'll adjourn at 6:36 then to our next meeting.